Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm Sheila Ronning. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am the CEO and founder of Women in the Boardroom. We are a membership organization that is committed to advancing women into the boardroom. We work with senior-level executive women who are either already sitting on a corporate board and looking to add an additional seat, or the senior-level executive women who are aspiring to get onto their first board seat. We have created a process that works, but just joining our organization does not get you that seat. You will need to do some work, and you need to commit no less than 5 hours per month in doing that work. The first step in our process is to really ensure our members understand what their value add is for board service and what types of boards are a best fit. Once they are able to articulate this, we start working with them on our structured networking process that we have created. Networking is the key. We hear time and time again that less than 15% of all board seats are filled by a search firm. And frankly, when a search firm is retained for a board search, the first thing the search firm asks the board is, who do you guys know? So the bottom line is that your first board seat is most likely going to come from your own network, and that brings me to our topic today, which is how to network yourself into a corporate board seat. So I have done a lot of presentations on this topic, and because of those reactions I am seeing on the faces of the attendees, when I say that word networking, it has prompted me to not only do this radio segment, but I am also having a more in-depth presentation on it on February 18th, so be sure to check out our website at womenintheboardroom.com for more information. But now to go back to those reactions that I'm seeing and hearing regarding this topic of networking. It could be that look of, oh no, she is going to tell me I have to go out and meet a bunch of new people and actually talk to them. Or perhaps I have even seen an eye roll or two from attendees until I really dig into the subject a little bit more. So first I want to tell you, I am not telling you you need to go out and attend as many events as you can this month. We all need to attend another event, like we need another hole in our head. You don't need to go out and meet 50 new people. That's not what I'm going to talk about today, but don't get me wrong. It is important to get out there and meet new people. But really what I want to talk to you today about is maintaining the relationships that you already have with the right people. And who are those right people? They are the people that we have in our network that really fall into that bucket of being an influencer or a connector. Now, influencers are those people who can affect a decision, and connectors are people who are extremely well-connected, and they're really energized by connecting people. Now, what you do is you create a list of these people, make sure you write them down. Really think on this one. Who do you know? Think through your career path on really who falls into that bucket. Now, they do not have to be serving on a corporate board, by the way. These are people that are influencers and connectors. And, hey, if they're serving on a board, great, but they don't have to be to go on this list. Now, once you have these people written down, organize them into three different categories. You will have your ones that are the people that you are really close to, and they would do whatever they could to help you. The twos are going to be people that you are close to, but they are not your number ones. The threes are going to be everybody else on your list, but they might even be people you really don't know, and you might even know them through somebody else. But it is very important that you, in your one category, that you really only have those true ones. Again, those are the people that you're super tight with, and they would do whatever they could to help you. The reason why that's so important is because you are going to be reaching out to your ones completely different than you do with your twos and threes. So as I mentioned earlier, it is vital that you know what your value add is for board service and that you are able to clearly articulate not only what you bring to the table, but what types of companies you are looking for. So now, what do I do with this list? What do I say to them? Well, this is what you do. With your ones, these are low maintenance people because these, again, are your people. So you can send them an email with your information. You're letting them know. It's really about that elevator pitch that we've talked about. It is letting them know that you're looking for a corporate board. Be very specific on what type of corporate board. Is it public or private, small, medium, or large? What are the industries? And then you need to make sure that you're letting them know about what the skill sets you have for board service are, and ending that email with, would love to know who in your network you can connect me to. Now, with the twos and the threes, that's a slower process. What you're doing with them is you're reaching out to them, you're sending them a quick email, but it's really just to connect to them, whether it's for a coffee or a phone call. But during those conversations, just make sure that it's not all about you. Make sure that you are asking for their update first, what's happening for them. Think of different ways that you can be helping them as they're going through their update. And then you go into your elevator pitch, right, about the corporate board seat. And again, be sure to always ask if they have someone in their network to connect you to. You don't ask, you don't get. So make sure that you're talking about who it is that you'd like to be connected to, and those are the items that are in your elevator pitch about, you know, the types of boards. It's really all about maintaining that relationship again. So now once you have this list, what you want to do is make sure that you have a check-in with this list. So I would suggest reviewing it once a month and adding not only the new people you have met, but the people that you have run into that you forgot about in the first place. And hey, we're all human. It's going to happen. We forget about people. That's why we have this list. I mean, how many times have you run into Joe that you've known for 15 years, but you have not talked to him in 3? It happens. So once a month, look at this list, add the new people, add the people that you ran into that you forgot to put on this list in the first place. Make sure that on this list you are making notes about your last contact with them. Put down the date of that connection. And really, you don't want to go more than 6 to 9 months without some sort of touch point. Those touch points shouldn't all be about you wanting to get onto a board, but rather, you know, if you're reviewing this list once a month, you're really going to be able to keep these people top of mind. So now you can reach out to them, whether it's, hey, you know, it's a personalized note of Happy New Year, or, hey, I have some extra theater tickets. I would love to have you, you know, invite you to this, you know, to this theater with me. I saw this article and thought it would be of interest to you, but please do not just send the article and say, hey, I thought this was interesting, and send it over. Make sure you're letting them know why you thought it was of interest. So this is how you maintain relationships with your network, this whole process. Now, I know I've just skimmed the surface on this. There's a lot more detail I can go into. And if you're interested, certainly be, you know, check out the webinar that we have coming up on February 18th by going to our website at womeninTheBoardroom.com. This process is good for getting on a board. It is also great for business development or you're looking for a new job. So be sure to maintain those relationships throughout your career. It'll help you in so many different facets of your life. So if you have any other questions, again, check out our website. You can contact me through that. It's womeninTheBoardroom.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have a good one.